Okay, we are beginning Mirtz Hashem now. Simon Kuf Samach Beis. So in this we've seen this beforehand, where the Mishnah will give a little bit of the Hakdama to understand how everything goes. So we'll start with the Hakdama in Sifkat and Aleph Mishnah, and then we'll do the Mechaber in the Ramah. So he says like this in Aleph Notel. Akdim Hakdama Ketzah, give a short introduction. Kifihim Mavur Betur Beis Yosef Yester HaPoiskim. It's brought down from the Tur, the Beis Yosef, other Poiskim. Today she is baru el hasifim, that we can understand clearly the upcoming sifim. But who? It's here we go. Hine nizbar b'simen kuf nun ches the tam natilas yadayim hu mishum di yadayim askan yosein. The reason why we have a din derabbanan is because our hands are touching all sorts of things throughout the day. V'lachem, and therefore gazra lahem tuma. There is a din of tuma on our hands. The default status of our hands is they have their tummy. Im lo shetaharem b'rvias mayim, unless you would make them taller by pouring a rvias of water on them. Bitzarach litol shnei pa'amim al yodav, you have to pour two times. Why isn't one enough to remove the tumah? He's going to explain. The shvicha rishon, the first time you pour mitar yodav, that in fact made your hands tahor. Ava ha'mayim atzon tumeim heim, but the water itself now, the tumah transferred from your hands onto that water. So now you have tumah water on your fingers. The nitma'u miyadav, because it became tumah from your hands. Ushvicha shnia, the second pouring now, mitaharas osam. Now that's going to make those waters pure. Vinigmar tahar seidaim, that completes the tahar process for your hands. Vachein inishbacha revias bevasachas hashtiyadav, but if you pour revias at one time, which we said so many times is the preferable way of doing this, then oh sheshafak additionally revias shalema al kol yad beyad, or if you would pour a full revias on each one of your hands, das rov poskim, not everybody, according to many poskim, the ein tzarech mayim shneim, that would be enough. You'd only have to do it one time. Vachein sosam hamachaber lekam besif. We'll see that's going to be brought down in upcoming shiurim. The Amr b'Gemara hanaytel tzarech lehabia yodav. Now the Gemara says when you wash your hands, you have to raise your hands up. We're going to explain this. You know, picture in your mind like a doctor, a surgeon who's about to, you know, his hands got cleaned. They're going to put on the gloves. So he raises his hands with his fingers facing up towards the sky. Because you don't want hands to go past the wrist. Up under the arm, and that part was not purified, and the water is going to come back down, and it's going to make your hands tummy again. What's our concern? There's a little bit of that first water that became tummy because it cleaned your hands off. It went above, beyond the wrist, because it was in, even though it were 2 days, whether to the knuckles or to the wrist, but nobody says it's beyond the wrist, so it went past your wrist. Even if the second water you pour in is not going to purify it. It only works for the places where you're chayev to wash the teeth, but not for anything that's beyond that location. The tumas yadayim v'tahar soam hu rak hu. I'm sorry, hu ad haperek dafka. It's up to the wrist. Lechin, therefore, im ein magbia yodav. If you would not raise your hands when washing netilas yadayim, yachzru hamayim tameim haheim b'toich haperek v'idmu hayadayim. It's going to make your hands tummy again because the water just went back down. From the wrist, above the wrist, or the arm, back onto your hands. Kach pirshu roiv meforshim. That's the way the many, not all, but the roiv, you can look here in the Shartzim for who says this, but that's the majority opinion. Lupirusham, according to this, af inoto kol hayad ad makam chibura im kon hazra, even if you'd wash the whole hand up until the wrist, gan kin tzarech lehagbia, you still have to raise your hand high, and bring the fingers up high, in straightforward. Mechashash is there because this concern. Sheyatzu chutz l'sham v'yachzu acharon. It's come back. V'yesh cholkin. Some argue this is the Rashba. V'svir lehu they hold the hanote dikishenotel kol pisas hayad. If you washed your entire hand, ad kona kimin hagin, like our minhag is, because we saw it's better to really wash the whole hand, not just the fingers. Lo chashinin shem yetu hamayim chutz l'makom hazeh v'yachzu. We're not concerned the water's going to go back and come back. The ikar chashash hu rak v'shelo nato. According to this opinion, the only concern is really if you'd only wash up to your fingers. If you wash the whole hand, no problem. Right, as we saw that the machlokas very over there in the previous simon. The Oz, and now in this case, Chashin and Shem Ve'ez Hanatila Nishpach Ma'at Min Hakli Chutz the Kishri Etzbaos. It's going to go a little bit past or the knuckles. The Kash Letzamzin Shem. It's really hard. You think about it, to really pour exactly on that spot, and now go a little bit over. Umeilis, so it comes out. Nitmu Sham Hamayim. That water went a little bit over is now Tomei. Umayim Shneim. The second one's Lohi Giya Sham Letar and doesn't reach it to make it Tahor. Uchashelo Yag Biheim Yerdu Hamayim Letameim Lemato. So then, now, if you don't lift your hands up, then just by holding your hands, by definition, when you're pouring the water, your hands are, you know, downward. So therefore, the water is going to flow back down from the over the knuckle back down. And it's going to make a tummy. The mechaber samach atzmo al ze lahakil. The mechaber. We'll see. Is going to rely upon this kidel kamei, but also hasiv. It's going to be explained. We'll show where the Rama argues. The ein mash kasab nisham mishne bura viata. Now we have this whole hakdama achil levoyer ze hasimin deizer Hashem. So here we go. Says the mechaber hanoitel tzarech lehabia yadav. Okay, so when you're washing your hands, you have to raise your fingers. Dehainu roshe etzba osav. It doesn't mean just like raise your hand up high from your wrist. It means you have your fingers, you know, upright, like the surgeon before he gets his gloves on before the doing the surgery. Lamala above shelo yetsu mayim chutz leperek. The water shouldn't go past the perek, and then beyachzru vitamu es hayadayim. It'll come back down and make your hands impure. Adds the Rama Haga. The Huad then say implies im mashpilin mitachila. Instead of keeping your hands all the way up, you should keep your hands all the way down. Imagine your fingers are facing like in a downward motion for the entire time. That would also be fine because you're not concerned the water is going to go up past the wrist and then come back down because your whole wrist, the posture is keeping it down. But just be careful you don't lift your hands, your fingers up high at first, straight up, and then make them lower at the end. Because if you did that, that would be a problem. As we've seen, this so many times already. Come back to the mechaber v'hainu. This is if you're not washing the whole hand up until the wrist. If you're washing all the way up to the wrist, ein tzarech l'habia yodav. You do not have to raise your hands. And the Rama is quick to add, yishcholkim b'zeh, as we saw in the Hakdama, some argue on this. This is the best thing to do. Put revius on each one of your hands in one time. Kevan da ein shamayim tameim cloud, because you did this in basachas, make sure there's no water that became tame. Ein tzarech lehavi yadav. You do not have to raise up your fingers like this when doing this. Lechein, therefore, hamat b'yadav ein tzarech lehavi yadav. If you are toiveling your hands, not doing nitila but tivila, then you don't need to raise up your hands as well. Yesh amrim de'im shofech al yadav gimel pa'amim. If you do three times on your hands, ein tzarech lizahir b'chol zeh, you don't have to be careful about any of this. V'chein nohagu lahakil. That's what we do, and that's why we are lenient. Okay, that was the mechaber in Ramah. So now we're up to Sif Katan Beis. Says the Mishnah word tzarech to be eved. Technically speaking, after the fact, im lo higbia. Mashma de'ein mechuyav litol sheni. So you're not required to go back and wash a second time. Imlo shenira sheyatzu mayim chutz leperek v'chazru. Unless you actually saw water that went beyond the wrist and then came back down. Gimel hagbia yadav, raise up your hands. Tekev acher mayim sheniim ad haniguv. From the minute right after you've washed it a second time until it's actually dried off. Deshema yetzu mayim rishonim. Maybe the first waters went past there. Kodim shenita nalehim mayim shenim. Before you put on the second waters that was metahir that. First tummy dicker waters, chutz the perek that went beyond the wrist, the heim tamei mikvar, and it's already tummy. Shekiblu tumo aide haidayim, because the waters became tummy through touching, through cleaning the hands. The achar mayim shneim yerdu lamato vietamu es haidayim. So after the second ones, it went down below and then made it tummy. Vitoivizar afila be'es and the sina gufalios yodav. Behagbo, the Dasa Rashba, move of Basios, according to the opinion of the Rashba that's brought there, Tsarach Medina Lizahir Bezed. It's not just a Chomer, you have to actually be, by the letter of the law, is required to do this. Vihine Efsha Lekaya Mitzvah's Hagbo's Yodov, it's impossible to do this. Elekisha Shoifech Acher Kach ach, I'm sorry, achir al yodav. The only thing you can technically do is if someone else is pouring on top of you, because by definition, the movement of your hands to do this doesn't prevent this. If you're pouring the water from the cup onto your own hands, bal korcha, you have no choice against your will. Yashpil yodav, you have to lower your fingers, kishabo, kishibbo, litul hakli, to pick up the kli, al yidei hasheni. Dallas, I'm explaining Ayn Sham. If you don't have somebody else who's washing your hands for you, you're doing your own hands. Yito mirvius al kol hayatsim, put a revius on each one of your hands. Divinot mirvius bivasachas, can you wash with revius in one time? Ayn Tzarach lahavi yadav, you do not have to raise up your hands. We're not concerned about this. Kilakame is going to explain. Ubishas adchak, when you're in pressing of circumstances, she ain lo mayim kol kach, you don't have enough to put a revius bivasachas. Yase ha'itza mavaris behagod, do what's explained in the Ramah. The highness means sheyashpil yodav legamri. Just keep your hands downward, fingers down towards the floor. Bitechila hanatila ad sof, until the end. Never raise them up, because if you never raise them up, then you don't have any concern that the water is going to flow up past the wrist. Dalad roishi etzba osav. He's explaining how you, when it says lift up your hands, it doesn't mean just, you know, like wave your hands. It means like, as we said, from like the surgeon's position. Haini ledasa poskim. According to those, again, we saw it was a machlokis, but there's opinions that say that all you have to do is just wash up to the knuckles. But according to those who had, you have to wash up to the entire hand, meaning your wrist. So you're going to have to raise up the palm of your hand. That's what it means. Lift up the whole part of your hand. So I was just explaining to you what's the way of lifting up your hands. They should be, the top, your fingertips should be facing up. And your calf and your zora, your arm should be like underneath. Sivkat nei shlo yetsu, shouldn't go past the wrist. Rotsu lama means deshema yetsu hamayim harishonim hatameim chutz leperek. Maybe the water has gone past the wrist. Shlo yagbihem, when you don't lift up your hands, yachzaru hamayim lamato, it's going to come back down. The yitamu hayadayim kanal, as we've mentioned already. Vav hu hadin im mashpilim, that the same thing would apply if you just keep your hands down, because again, there's no concern that the tummy water is going to touch back. They came in heshpilan mitzchilas hanatila shemaim rishonim. Since you keep your hands, your fingers like facing down towards the floor the entire time you're washing, halo meikoro lo yatsu hamayim klal chutz leperek, because it never gravity, it's never going to go past the wrist. Zayin ad sofa hainu ad acher nesinas mayim shnim, until this means you keep them down the whole time. It means after, until you have wash, pour the second water on them. Ava acher kach shap yodami e ach lahabia koidim hanigav. That's fine if you want to do that before you dry off your hands. Ches rakshis are, just be careful. Roitzel means like this. The mad is the gemara. What the gemara says, it's tzarech lahabia yodav. The gemara said that you have to raise your hands. Hayne im haya machazikam b'hagboa be'es nesina samayim harishonim. If you would do it the times when you're like in the first waters. The who this means, who I'm sorry, who adin, im haya machazim b'shave, the chayshina were concerned, sheyetsu chutz leperek. The same thing we've seen over and over again, they were concerned it's going to go past the wrist. Falkin, therefore, muchrach, you forced it, lahachazikam, davke begavoa ad shas haniguv, you have to keep them high up until the time to actually dry them off, kadesh lo yachzru v'yerdu al haetzbo, so they shouldn't come back down and touch your fingertips. Aval im haya machazikam, mitechila b'hashvola, haray lo yetu klal lechutz. So just in the issue 7, it points out that this seems to work according to those who argue against the Rashba. There might be problems according to the Rashba. He says v'tam zehu l'shitas rov ha'mafarshim k'moshakosu le'e, okay, aval l'shitas ha'rashba kosuv sham dechashash hu shema yinishpach ma'at chutz l'kishri etzbos, when it will pass your knuckles, because you can't really, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, where every little bit of water goes. Shikash letzam same as in. It's hard to, you know, make sure it doesn't go anywhere past it. Umemele nitmu hamayim became tamei v'hamayim hashneim lo yagu l'sham tarim, doesn't touch there to make it tar. Ve'im lo yag b'yodav, so if you didn't raise up your hands, yodu hamayim chozru al etzba'osav v'tam, it's coming to him. Achein lefishitas harash b'kosav b'halacha she'im noita yodav ad kishrei etzba osav, if you washed up to the knuckles, lo yoyil hashpila mitachilas anitila. It's not going to help now to keep your fingertips down. Shrei adayin yesha chashosha hashvicha rishona higiyu hamayim mechus lo kishrei etzba os. V'tamu sham. V'mayim shneim lo higiyu l'sham v'tahara. Right? V'achar kach then, yardu hamayim shlo nitoru b'shvicha shnia. And the second time, al yodav v'yitamu. It's going to be a problem. Okay, so that's just interesting footnote that the Dirsh was making over here. Okay, Sivkat and Tess Hayadayim. This was still in the Ramah's comment. The Kama Achron Mefakbakim Al Eitzazu Lahashpila. Many they question this whole piece of advice here to keep your fingertips down the whole time. Why? Mitam Kashem Mushpalim Lamata Efsheshlo Yagiu Hamayim Klau Al Roishe Etzbaosav. If you think about it, the water might not touch the tops of your fingertips if they're all the way down, because just looking at your hands facing all the way down, it's hard to get the water to touch that. V'alkein therefore Toiv LaHagbiyam Afilu Be'es Nesinas Mayim Rishonim. Therefore, it's good to have them up even at the first pouring of the water. V'chein Hevel Amogin Avram Shekein Hu Gam Kein Al Pi Kabbalah Hagboa Davka. Again, on Kabbalah is an Indian to Seush, the whole Indian of raising up your hands. Fine. V'chein B'gemora Samchu Al Zemikra V'yinat Nat Leim V'yinas Eim. You wash the hands and you raise them up. Mashmas would imply V'chein Roy Linhog. That's the way you should do it. So not to have your fingers down like they talked about. V'hine Kehayoy Nagu Ha'olim She'eim Medaktim V'zeh. Nowadays, people are not so medactic on this. Vatam, the reason is, mipnei shenoitlim revius al kol yad v'yad. Because Baruch Hashem, we have indoor plumbing. We have running water. We don't have to be so precise. We can pour a lot of water onto each hand. You can pour that revius, and that avoids the whole problem, as we said already. V'gam gishenoitlim ad soif pisas yad. You wash to the end of the wrist. Mikol makam nochem hakshkiach. This is an important thing to point out, to make sure the water touches all parts of the fingers. Maybe I'll put on the WhatsApp, I have pictures of how to position the hands in order to make sure this happens. I'll try to put that on the chat. V'lo kihamon am sheshoifkim rak al tzide yedeihim, on the sides of the hands. V'einem hashkichin sheyavo hamayim gam al roshe etzbosav v'chol yad saviv. The pouring, if they don't only look. Sometimes you'd be surprised with the way people wash. They're just pouring. They only look to see, make sure it actually is going in the correct parts of their hands. Okay. Yud. Aval im noitil atam kasavnu le'el ba'os aleph ayin sham. Okay, we've explained all this already. Yud aleph. Yesh cholkem bezeh v'sfir lehu de le'oilem tzarech lahagviya yotav. You always have to raise your hands. I'm Bailey Rabba shekosev de'ikr ka yesh cholkem hazeh. This is the main opinion, the ones who argue over here. V'hu das rov ha'meforshim. This is the way the majority of people learn up the sugya. U'mikol mokom b'shasadcha kashir sharlo lahagviya. You can't raise them up. Yesh lismach al de'a harishona shesosum ha'mechaber kevonek l'kula. You could rely upon the first opinion as quoted by the Mechaber Yosef Karo, befrat she'anu noitlin b'revius mayim kanal. Especially if you're going to be put a revius of water, then that would be an additional tzad to be makil. Yud beis ashti yad of revius. You pour on each one of your hands revius. Vecholshki, how much more so im shavach revius al kol yad. Meaning, meaning that you put revius on each one instead of just using one revius for both of them. Yud gemo pam achas in one time. Eich yitzuyar ze ayin lekamen b'sif. Dalag, okay, we'll explain how to actually do that. Yud dalag, the ain sham mayim tameim. There's not going to be any tamidika waters over there. The mad aminin mayim rishonim tameim ushum hachit zorach lehabia yodav. And that's the reason why you have to raise your hands. Hayne dalag with pachos mirvias bevas achas. That's only when you had less than rivias. When you put rivias on, everything is good to go. Kila kamein is explained. Tesvav v'chein hamakbil yodav. If you would do tevila, you don't have to worry about this. Gam came mitam hanaf for the same reason. The ain kan mayim tamein, because by toveling your hands in a mikveh or whatever it is, then there's no water becomes tamei. Tez zayin v'chol v'chein nohagu lahakel. The minhag is to be lenient. Yosu nachon. It's more correct. Linhog im yesh lomayim. If you have the water, shiyata revius al kol yad v'yad. You should put revius on each one of your hands. O yoser shiavo hamayim aleihim b'shoifi. Pour a lot. Again, revius, according to the most lenient opinion, is somewhere around 2.9 ounces or so, all up to 5.4. But if you just look at how much water a regular washing cup holds, it's way more than a revius. Chenab simen kufnun ches. We said, b'meile lo yitzarech ledakdeg b'han Right, this is what we've been saying so many times, and now we see why. I mean, if you remember back then in Kuf Nun Ches, we were talking about how if you do a Revius at one time, it avoids all these potential problems. Well, here are the potential problems, and here's the easy way to avoid it by just using Revius total, and certainly if you do it on each hand Revius. This whole idea about using it three times. So, again, there are those who do wash three times, but question this. He just points out in the Shar HaTzion to look ayin b'mogin Avram b'sof sif katan beis v'chein kos v'eli rabba ayin sham. Okay, that concludes Sif Aleph.